welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where I watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons, and today is Friday, February 21st. We've made it. It's the end of the week.
Hell
Friday
yeah.
Feeling.
Friday feeling.
T-G-I-F.
Thanks a lot for coming, guys. I really appreciate it. This has been a lot of fun.
You are so welcome. I've had the best time.
Yeah, this is great. Maybe have us back.
Sarah seems not.
I just stared forward. No. Great
we should
fun,
also mention that you're the fourth host of Mean Book Club. Jonna Scrabus couldn't be here.
Yeah, we remember.
She's a bummer.
Just in time.
R.I.P.
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 But I'm being joined and have been joined all week with Clara and Sarah and Sabrina of the Mean Book Club podcast. I got it right
that you time. You got it right
really
that time.
Mean Very Book smooth.
Club. At Mean Book Club on all the socials. So we've got Robert De Niro is pooping his pants right now because the very guy that whispers at... He's got a wife. the very guy that whispers said... He didn't want to know about the bombing of the laundromat is now coming to him the night he's going to bomb the laundromat and is like, hey, come over here. We got to talk for a second. So not good.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. No.
Getting kind of tense.
Skinny does
trouble.
Not look thrilled.
He doesn't look
with
thrilled.
Frank.
Also, he's really good in this.
Skinny or Frank?
Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah.
The guy who plays Skinny.
I think everyone is doing a pretty fine job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, De Niro's doing the usual De Niro stuff, but...
Yeah, which only is Irish.
Only Irish this time.
Yeah, we're looking for his Irish eyes.
Yeah.
Before you start, Ryan, maybe, one, move your microphone
back. Oh, sorry,
back.
I keep doing
okay.
that.
I've said this you're, every day this
week.
Yeah,
week
you're about at 2 hours 55 min's remain.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all.
Is that you just wanted me to say what the time was?
I did.
Okay. I did. Yeah.
All right. So we are 2 hours and 55 min's remaining. I'm going to start the next min right now.
He looked around.
He's walking to the car, presumably. He's going to get in Skinny's car.
He's not happy.
No. He
so
knows.
Much of our minute is him getting in the car.
I know.
This car has a good detail job, though. Black and white. Not a cop car look.
Oh, he's nervous. Oh, I would be so nervous.
Okay, they're like somewhere.
Restaurant. Okay, he's at the restaurant. Probably the place where they have the steaks.
Yep.
Oh, they
oh, no.
are
Uh-oh,
locking
you don't like to see
and
that.
Closing the restaurant.
You don't like
beautiful...
to see the waiter
Is
look
that Joe
around
Pesci? Before...
Yeah, that's
Corner
Pesci,
table.
And that's Angelo.
Okay.
Right?
Sit down, Frank.
Uh-oh.
There's no
they
menu.
Oh, they know.
Sit down faster, Frank. You're supposed to be younger.
They're
yeah,
drinking
I know.
Wine
we also have 20
out
seconds.
Of a glass.
Oh, this is bad.
Not a wine glass, just
oh,
a glass.
Oh, Pesci, looked... oh, they
he
look so disappointed in him.
Ooh,
what are you doing in Delaware?
They follow him?
Yeah, why would you be ever be in Delaware? Name one
They're
reason.
They're going
to
grill him.
Name one reason.
To set up a corporation.
He told the truth.
Well, he told the truth.
Oh, he
That's
told
good.
The truth. Okay. Oh, they
oh,
don't.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Are you kidding?
That's
the minute?
That's the whole minute.
Are you kidding?
Well,
wow, what
Sabrina.
A cliffhanger. Amazing.
So I'm annoyed. I'm really annoyed. Did you know that was going to happen?
Yes. Did I know that was going to happen? Yes, I knew that was going to happen.
Well, you, when we started, so is it coming back to you now? Because when we started on Monday, you were like, I don't really remember what happens next.
No, I remember this part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think she like couldn't compartmentalize it into like, within this 5 minutes, this
what,
is what
I don't know
happens.
How far we were going to get
sure.
in 5 minutes.
Sure, sure,
okay.
sure, sure.
Because I know what happens after it, too, but I don't know how fast that amount of time took.
Most importantly, Ryan, where's my $5,000 for being right that Whispers did not die this week?
$5,000? What?
Yeah, we put money on
no
it.
There's no money on it. I don't, it's certainly not that
I have
of money.
A deficit of $5,000 that that's says otherwise.
Sorry, I don't know. Did you already spend the $5,000?
Yes, I did.
That's your problem.
Well,
why
it's
don't
your
you
problem.
Secret, why don't you secret some more money?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Or Ryan, you could just give her $2,000, just like Whispers.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. yeah. And then the rest, of, you know,
yeah.
but you have to
You'll
bomb
get
it.
Okay, you just agreed to give me $2,000.
nice.
I gotta say, this is the most I've been, I've identified with Frank Sheeran because we've all been in this scenario where you know you got caught in the lie.
You got caught.
And your boss or someone in a position of power is like, hey, what are you doing? Why are you doing this thing that you know you're not supposed to be doing? And
I
you got to just come clean.
Don't relate to that.
Oh, my God.
I don't believe that for a second.
No. Why would I relate to that? Like, what about when you were, like, a kid in school?
Yeah, you
or
never
something?
Got, like, caught doing something? And someone sat down and they already know...
And you were like, maybe I wasn't going to say something, but now that you ask, okay, I'll be honest about everything. It's maybe it was his, he wasn't lying to them. It was just a lie of omission.
He just didn't tell them.
Well, I don't
And now
like
he knows
lie.
That they know.
I feel like you just wouldn't say anything. That's what's the difference. Mm-hmm. She's never sat down, and if she were Frank, she would just stay silent.
No, that's not true. I would not put myself in Frank's position.
Okay. Sabrina would not say anything. I'm telling you what. Sabrina would double down on that lie.
I certainly would not. But I do. I relate a little. In first grade, I had a nose picking problem and I used to put it under my desk. And then the teacher asked me about it. And I was like, I don't know what's under the desk.
I did exactly what you said. You were saying.
I'm sorry. I had to reach back 22 years to think of something.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. You wouldn't come forward. You can do that.
I think this happened last week at work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You've got to stop calling your boss your teacher.
No one's found that stash yet.
Used to pick my nose, too. When I was
Booger stash is what I'm talking about.
I pick my nose, and then I just put it in a tissue like a normal person.
Yes, no. When I was a little kid, I would
You put them on your desk?
Not on my desk.
I put it but when on the undercarriage
I'll tell
of the
you
desk.
Where.
Like, right here.
On my bed, in my bedroom. On the wall.
No. Oh, no.
What a horrible child.
Why did we get to this point?
It's sort of turning my stomach. Yeah. This is gross.
Like in an obvious place or like between the bed and the wall? Yeah. Just right on the wall?
And then your mom had to be like,
the sleep intern reached out.
So next to your bed, you just had streaks of boogers that you put up there?
Yeah, then my mom would clean it. She was so mad.
It's crazy that neither of us found flicking. Like, flicking was an easy enough. Just
yeah, but
away.
I
That's
don't
what I would do
flick.
As a kid. You roll it up until it, like, gets dry and you just kind of flick
okay,
it.
Yeah, okay, sure. But I don't find the flick. I like to see my work.
God, I'm feeling sick.
It's like wiping.
I'm proud of my work, and I want it displayed.
Come on, let's be real. What'd you do with your boogers?
I blew them. My nose.
Ate them. Oh my God, ate them. You were an eater.
No way. I can't even hear you talk about it. You think I can eat them?
What gross thing did you do as a kid?
I was a very clean child.
I don't believe that.
Unbelievable.
For a second. Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah. I never picked up a feather even because of germs.
What?
I wanted to, but. Feathers are covered in germs.
Oh, so you just had OCD then?
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I
watched that minute.
We watched that minute. I don't know what else to say.
That's it, huh?
But this is exciting for you.
Sorry.
It's a cliffhanger.
I'm sorry,
as people new to this movie, this is are the stakes raised at this point for you, or how are you feeling?
I mean, not.
Things have been going pretty smooth for him.
He's in trouble at work, basically. Yeah. And that's something I can relate to, but that's not, I think it's going to be fine.
I think being in trouble
at work. I think
this
guy Whispers is going to get killed. I think he's definitely not going to survive next week.
Because Sarah kind of told him.
Well, yeah, she definitely did. But I think being in trouble at work is a little different when your job is mob.
Fair.
Sure.
Yes,
yeah.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't want to be on thin ice. You're not blood.
He's
Irish. He's not blood. He's not part of the family.
So,
well, part of the crime family, but he's not blood, like you said.
He's expendable. And so I think that is going to play into his next moves. He's going to be real on edge.
Yeah. He's on probation. You don't want to be on probation with the mob, because then if you do another boo-boo, then...
Yeah. It's not like lose your job. It's like, bye.
You just get killed.
Yeah, because you don't matter to them.
Right.
I wonder if he gets roughed up. You know, we saw him rough up a grocer.
Sure.
Maybe he could have a little
comeuppance.
Yeah, you
think he's going to go home to his wife with like a big bloody face or something
like
that?
He'll be like, I hit the number again, honey.
Yeah.
And someone was mad about it.
He says his wife will be there when he gets home.
She's just...
Is that another spoiler, or are you just fucking with us?
Just fucking with
us. Oh, you know what you should do?
Stirring
shit. You know what would be fun? Why don't you... Let's do two truths and a lie. You tell us two things. It's two things that are going to happen and one thing that doesn't happen.
Ooh. No, I feel like I'm going to do a bad job and I'll just be spoiling.
And we'll be mad.
Then we won't do the fun thing, I suggest.
I know.
How about, we'll do it. I'll do two things I think will be true and one thing I think will be a lie.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know about that.
I like it.
How many mins in before you think this guy Whispers gets killed next week?
I think Whispers...
Like, what day am I going to be talking about it next week? I'm going to guess Tuesday. I think it's going to happen pretty quickly.
I was going to guess Wednesday, but I feel like it's not going to happen on hump day, so maybe Maybe Thursday.
I'm going to slide in there and take Wednesday. Okay. Put my money on Wednesday.
I think Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, wait.
What day do we think that Whispers guy Whispers is going to die? She just shook her head.
I feel like I shouldn't answer this.
Yeah, you shouldn't play.
Maybe it's because she genuinely has no recollection of when it happens in the movie and doesn't want to be outed as a bad memory.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot I don't remember in this movie, and it's fine.
Did you like the movie?
Yeah, I think overall I had a positive.
That's not instilling me with a whole lot of confidence about this project.
I just think, obviously, you look at how long it is. It's like there's a lot of kind of stuff that I would have said, hey, maybe edit this out.
Yeah.
And that's my feeling on the movie.
I am in a weird way enjoying it. But if it came down to having to watch it one night for almost 4 hours and throughout an entire year, I don't know.
I also just love, I like history. Like, it's based on real events. And so I like that kind of stuff. Yeah. But like I said, it was just some things I'm like, okay, we get it.
She made a jerk off.
Yeah.
It was cool.
We all wanted to let you in on that. Yeah.
I know that motion. I know what it is.
Ryan, I have a really important question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be any moment where you break down and like cheat a little?
How so? Like keep watching?
Yeah.
I've thought about it. But then having to go back and recap minutes I've already seen would be torture.
Right.
That's true.
But sometimes it's about the instant gratification.
It's going to be so hard when it gets later and like more things are happening.
More things start happening.
Oh my God. And they happen so slowly. I'm sorry. I'm just like thinking about your future and wow. Because you could be like, I'm going to sneak a minute or I'm going to sleep 5 minutes in. And you're still not going to see what you like think you're going to see. And that's so sad.
Oh, boy.
So I don't think it's worth cheating because.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to listen to your frustration grow and grow.
Yeah.
I think you end up in a institution by the end of this.
You think this is actually going to drive me insane?
Yeah.
I think I've been doing okay.
Yeah, you're right.
The last 6 weeks really kind of went by pretty quickly.
Right, right. Your first like 2 weeks, I was like, oh, boy, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask, you see a therapist?
I have not. My therapist moved away.
Oh,
I think you got to get
it. I
think
so,
because
no,
of
I do
this
not
podcast.
Currently have a therapist.
Maybe this is your therapist.
No.
So I've been sort of, thinking about maybe turning this into therapy.
Yeah.
Maybe in a weird way, this could be my therapy.
I think that's true.
And then I like introducing the secret aspect of it, too.
Thank you so much. This
I'm
going to
seriously consider it.
Okay.
But do I have to read the secret?
No.
Is there like a
breakdown? I mean, look, there is a book.
Breakdown.
There's absolutely no reason
to watch. I know that
there's
a book. But
it's
like,
really short, which is
it's
one of its.
It's a collection of quotes. It's like a long pamphlet.
She's so right.
I would lend it to you, but mine is an audiobook on my iPhone.
Okay.
So I'm not going to give you my iPhone.
Okay. Right, is there like a PDF I can just download?
You have to have like
internet?
Relentless confidence in yourself for this to work. And that's why I'm telling you that this isn't for you.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. I did predict that week 9 was when the real like breakdown was going to start.
Okay.
And we just wrapped up week 7.
Okay.
So I feel like I could probably go maybe a little bit longer, but week 5 was also very tough for me. I hit a real wall that week.
You start to hit a wall in another week, just call me back because I always make everybody happy.
Oh, thanks, Sabrina. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thanks all of you guys for coming in this week.
Thank you
this
so much
a lot of
for
fun.
Having
Sarah
us.
Sarah and Clara and Sabrina from the Mean Book Club podcast.
Find us on all the socials.
On all the socials.
Mean
at Mean Club. Book Club.
At Mean Club.
Damn it. At Mean Club. The Mean Club.
Don't message Mean Club. They might actually be mean.
Well, thank you guys very, very much for coming in.
No, thank you.
I'll be back next Monday, I think, with another guest. We'll see. But I just wanted to say thank you guys. I love you very much.
Aww,
thank you.
And you guys should come back in again in like June. When I get another hour into this movie.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to watch the movie. I think I'm just going to
go ahead and watch the movie.
Watch the movie.
Go ahead and watch the movie, Clara. And then when you come back in, we'll have a totally different perspective.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
I'll be gloating.
Yeah, you can just really rub it in my fucking
face. You don't
want to
have what I have.
I kind of feel bad. Like, I don't want to cheat on you because I've watched what you've watched.
Sure.
We're at the exact same point.
I give you permission to watch whatever you want.
We'll think about it.
Okay. Well, thanks,
we'll
guys.
We'll think about it.
Thank you for listening, and I will see you on Monday. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.